From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Democratic presidential candidates took their race to Indiana today. Hillary Clinton tried to build on her momentum after her win in yesterday's Pennsylvania Democratic primary. Indiana and North Carolina vote on May 6th.
As for that contest in Pennsylvania, Clinton's initial margin of victory, 10%, shrank a fraction today to just under 10. The final tally will take more time to count. The Clinton campaign is claiming a surge in fundraising. She said the campaign took in $3.5 million overnight. That would be her best one-night total ever.
We have reports about how both Clinton and Obama spent their days. First, to NPR's David Shaper with the Clinton campaign.
Here in Indiana, Senator Clinton doesn't have a sitting governor as an ally, nor a powerful campaign infrastructure like she had in Pennsylvania or Ohio. But she is endorsed by Democratic Senator Evan Bayh, a former governor of the state. And she was introduced in Indianapolis by former Indiana Secretary of State Joe Hogsett, who liked the location of the rally.
It shouldn't be lost on you that right over there is Pennsylvania Street. So I'm telling you today, we're going to take this campaign from Pennsylvania Street in Indianapolis, Indiana, all the way to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
The results in Pennsylvania, though, only tighten the race between Senator Clinton and Senator Obama a little. She picked up roughly a dozen delegates, and he still leads in the overall vote totals, although Senator Clinton told her Indiana supporters otherwise.
As of today, I have received more votes by the people who have voted than anybody else.
Senator Clinton is including her vote totals in Florida, where Obama didn't campaign, and in Michigan, where he wasn't even on the ballot. And votes from these unofficial events aren't being counted by the Democratic Party either. Indiana looks a lot like Ohio and Pennsylvania in its Democratic voter mix, but it also shares a border with Obama's home state. The manufacturing economy here is hurting, just like those in Pennsylvania and Ohio, where voters who ranked the economy as the top issue clearly broke for Senator Clinton.
Jobs, 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 and jobs.
Senator Clinton called on her enthusiastic audience to get involved, to volunteer, make calls, and donate. It's all help she'll need to keep that Pennsylvania momentum rolling. David Shaper, NPR News, with the Clinton campaign in Indianapolis.